Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, as you well know, tomorrow we begin the great season of Lent. With Ash Wednesday, we begin a 40-day period of concentration, of understanding, and of focus on the meaning of our lives as followers of Christ. And we come to the very heart of the meaning of our Catholic faith. And at the very center of that meaning is our encounter with Jesus Christ. And I mean not only what he taught us, for in Jesus Christ we have not simply the creation of a rather attractive ethical system, but one in which our Lord God sent his Son to become one of us, to participate in our human history. So it's not simply what he said, but what he did. Jesus Christ is an event. It is a breaking in our history of the love of God. And that event, although it took place first many years ago and is part of our history, it is an event in which we honor the risen Lord, ever present in every time, in every place, that his saving reality is available to everyone who has a heart and mind open to hearing that word of everlasting life. So therefore, in Lent, we are called upon to concentrate upon the so-called Paschal mystery of the incarnation, life, death, and resurrection and ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Council Fathers at the Second Vatican Council made the celebration of the Paschal mystery the very heart of almost all of their documents. How do we as baptized Christians participate in that event, and by our participation come to be touched by the divine life and come to understand what is our destiny? And it is in encountering this event of Jesus Christ, still living among us, that we come to understand what he taught us to do. And therefore his commandments, his moral precepts, his description of what it means to be a human person made in the image of God comes alive because that Lord still teaches us, we still hear his voice, and we still understand his great promise. And therefore, to make a good Lent is first of all to concentrate on that event of Jesus Christ. And we must ask ourselves, how do we then prepare? How do we focus ourselves so as to encounter that person of Jesus Christ? We turn during the season of Lent toward that first word spoken by Jesus in his public ministry. It is often translated simply as repent. And of course, isn't this also the word spoken by John the Baptist as he called upon us to prepare for the coming of the Messiah? But that word in the original Greek from the Gospels has a larger meaning. The word is metanoiete, which I think literally means turn around. You may be going in the wrong direction. Sometimes it is translated simply as convert. which of course is a Latin derivative word in our language, which means turn around. And it is in hearing that message that we are to turn around that we realize that one of the first steps we have to take is repentance. And so we do, during this Lent, a great deal of examination of our conscience, of our mind. We take ashes on our heads at the beginning of Lent as our sign of our willingness to do this, to turn around, to heed that first word of the proclamation of Jesus Christ. And we remember also the words of the Apostle St. Paul, who celebrated with great vigor that death and rising of Jesus. And he tells Christians, if we want to live with Christ and live forever, we must first die with him. Buried with him in his offering of his life, in his burial. That is to turn away from sin and turn toward the gospel of Christ. So we began that process of repentance, of turning around, by clearing our minds and our bodies of a lack of understanding. St. Bernard of Clairvaux told us that the first step of conversion is the conversion of our minds. Do we understand who this Jesus is? Do we know that he is the truth? And that truth means life. We turn away from habits of sin, for sin often can grab us, become a bondage. And in the mercy and love of Christ, we have the promise of being redeemed from that bondage, being set free. And in clearing our minds and bodies of ignorance, of habits of sin, we empty a space that can be filled with the truth of God and the discipline to which our Lord calls us. That is why traditionally during the season of Lent, we observe these moments with prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. We begin with prayer, and in that prayer we turn to God to pray for those gifts of enlightenment, of insight. We pray for the strength to do that which we know to be true. And therefore, our fasting. Our fasting is an understanding that we need to work and to live in that Word of God first of all. That the fasting allows us to avoid those material traps that may darken our mind and lead us into habits of falsehood. For we do depend on the grace of God. We have to open up a communication, a dialogue with the Lord who reveals himself to us so that we might take that revelation and return it with fervor and faith to the God who created us. We form our wills according to the truth that we have been given, and our fasting should aim toward that reality. But in our almsgiving, we remember not only those in need, not only learn the great joy of what it means to be generous, to be able to understand and to look for the needs of others, but it allows us to detach ourselves from being possessed by material goods. And I call them goods because they are given to us to sustain our lives, to give us that leisure by which we might consider the presence of God and draw closer to him in prayer. But they are given to us for a higher purpose. And by detaching ourselves with an unwarranted desire for material goods, we can open a spiritual pathway by which we walk along with Christ toward the heavenly kingdom. Now, part of making a good Lent is realizing that the whole of the season is aimed toward the celebration of the Easter events. And in those Easter events, find a new depth, a new understanding, a new realization of our lives as baptized Christians, and to find in them a means of transformation of the whole of our lives and the lives of others who surround us. So we make a commitment to make this Lent a better one than any in the past, and to make a commitment here and now at the beginning to set aside that Holy Week and to participate in its events, not only through ourselves but within our community of faith. For it is through the participation of that Paschal Triduum that we die with Christ in order to live with Christ and to find his promises fulfilled in an eternity of happiness and peace.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.